The marvelous power of pranayama is that it can mobilize the innate vitality of the body without arousing the nervous system in a negative way. So it results in a very clear and calm but highly energized mind and a very calm and relaxed inner state of being at the same time. So we're energized and invigorated, but not in the way that happens when we're stressed or when the nervous system is aroused. So there's hardly another practice more cherished in the yoga stable of practices than pranayama. It's a perfect state for healing both the physical body and physiology and also the mental and emotional traumas that we all have. So it also is a perfect state for creative thinking and for meditation and spiritual practices of all kinds. Therefore, the first thing we need to do is to make sure that there's a state of inner relaxation before we even start the more technical pranayamas. And that's why the practice of asana and breath training are so important as prerequisites for pranayama practice in general. The asana practices and also breath training make sure that the unconscious tensions that we carry in the body are revealed and resolved. So there's a inner state of balance in the nervous system to begin with, and we begin to be aware of our tensions and the ways in which our energy is not constructive or being under our conscious control. So the sensitizing of awareness is the other great benefit that comes from training our breath and from asana practice, and definitely also from pranayama practice. So there is an understanding, really, that controlling our irregular breathing, because it's so deeply connected with the way the nervous system and mind and physiology are working, if we can control that irregular breathing, that actually is what pranayama does and what it is, the pranayama practice is. So then, with the union of this very stable and calm breathing pattern, and the mind, our awareness. So if we can unite the breath and mind, then the senses can draw back into a state of meditation. And that inner state of inward turning of our awareness begins to weaken the samskaras that have a hold on our mind. And that is a post-meditation and post-pranayama benefit that continues as long as we're practicing on a regular basis. So a very potent practice, and therefore one that you'll want to cultivate and work with on a daily basis. The best times for any pranayama practice, but in particular for the ones that we are going to work with in this workshop, is either before, right before meditation, if you already have a meditation practice established, first thing in the morning, or any time during the day that fits your schedule, as long as you're relatively relaxed, not exhaustedly tired, and not after meals, but also in your schedule in a way that you can practice at approximately the same time every day. So daily practice and a regular practice over longer periods of time will assure success. The three pranayamas that we are working with in this workshop, Anuloma, Viloma, and Pratiloma, are all unique, and yet they have three steps in common. So each of them have the same three steps. And the first step is a forceful exhale with a long, deep, slow inhale. The second step is a forceful exhale and a forceful inhale. And the third step is a forceful exhale, forceful inhale, but faster and therefore a little lighter than step two. Each step has three breaths, starting on one side and then followed by three resting breaths. And then three breaths starting on the other side and again followed by three resting breaths. So there's a total of 12 breaths in each step. That pattern will be the same for each of the three practices, but each of the three practices has its own unique characteristics. So Anuloma has a forceful exhale followed by a long deep inhale for step one on one side. So all three of these practices alternate from side to side. So Anuloma is characterized by the exhale and inhale on one side at a time. So there'll be three breaths on side one, three resting breaths, and three breaths on side two, and then three resting breaths. And then we'd move on to step two, and then step three. Viloma is characterized by switching sides between the exhale and the inhale. So you start with the exhale, switch, inhale on the other nostril, and you do that three times, then three resting breaths, and then you start on the other side, side two, exhale, and then inhale, switching sides three times, and then three resting breaths. So that's the characteristic of Viloma. And Pratiloma, there's an exhale-inhale on side one, and then you switch an exhale on side two, back to side one, exhale-inhale. That's three breaths, three resting breaths, and then you repeat that by starting on side two, exhale-inhale, switch to the other side, exhale, inhale, back to side two, exhale, inhale. So those patterns will be consistent throughout the steps. Now, it sounds complicated, but it really isn't. It's much more complicated to explain than to actually experience. So when we get to it, I think you'll find it's much easier than it sounds. There are also some things to pay attention to as you move forward into practice. First of all, sitting posture needs to be very stable and very comfortable. And you can do this sitting on a chair, you can do it in your meditation posture if you have, or you can sit comfortably cross-legged in any position as long as you have enough support under your hips to make sure that you don't have to grip anywhere and that you can sit up tall. It's very important to be sitting in an erect posture because the diaphragm and the abdominal wall need to be fluid and strong and flexible and able to work without any restriction. The other thing is, in terms of closing the nostrils, so you switch from side to side, it doesn't matter all that much, but it's nice to use the same mudra that you use for Nadi Shodhana, for example, which you may already know. So it's comfortable to use the thumb to close the right nostril and the ring finger with the support of the little finger to close the left, and then the middle two fingers, index and middle finger, fold to the palm of the hand. So in that way, there's limited to do with the arm, and you know, it's comfortable and contained. So that mudra would be one you might consider using to close the nostrils. Also, you can start on either side. It doesn't matter because the pattern is inherently balanced. I will start by closing the right nostril and exhaling on the left, but you can do it any way you'd like. So I will refer to side one and side two in the instructions rather than right and left. Then the other important component here is the three resting breaths. And this is where you actually begin to bring the mind and the very subtle flow of the breath and prana all together. So those three resting breaths are actually perhaps the most important part of this practice. And therefore you want to stay focused, pay attention, and really give space to those three breaths. They should be spontaneously arising, so you are not forcing your breath in any way. And that means they may be very slow, because of the vigor of the preceding practices that you have done, the biological demand is not great, and therefore your breath can slow way down. And this is what you would like to have happen in order to let the mind move more deeply inward. So maintain a focus, and that could be on the touch of the breath in the nose, which will be very sensitized after the practice. It could also be at the corner of the eyes or even the eyebrow center or the center of the head, wherever you find it's easy to maintain a focus. You want to leave your focus there. But stay aware. Don't let your mind wander off. And then it also is important not to force the breath into a particular speed. So if you're just thinking, okay, I've got to breathe three times and then do the other side, so let me get on with it. Try to avoid that kind of striving and just allow the breath to come and enjoy the stillness, the quiet, the inner ease of the mind and the body with those three resting breaths. So you will want to stop if you at any time find that your breath has gotten ragged or uneven, or you feel stressed or agitated in any way, because you recall this is the intention is to create a balance in the nervous system and at the same time a highly activated inner state. So if you notice you're agitated or stressed in any way, you've moved the nervous system in opposite direction that we're trying to go. So that would be a sign that you've overdone or that the technique is not quite right, or perhaps the starting point was a state of unease to begin with, meaning need a little bit of relaxation or asana breath work before you start. So watch out for that. And then while you're actually in the doing the practice, make sure also that you particularly are careful to keep the face relaxed and the respiratory system, and also any undue tension in the body. So you want to keep an eye on that too, so you're relaxed as you're doing the practice. And then finally, considering the best time for practice and the way the scheduling of your progression, start with Anuloma, and you may need to do Anuloma for a month or so just to not be overdoing. So you can do the three steps of Anuloma for about a month or so, and then you can add Viloma, and then after a month of that, add Pratiloma. And after a month of that, all three, you may find that you're ready to move on to some other pranayama like Surya Bhati or Bhastrika, or you may realize one of those three is the most interesting to you. So at that point, you choose the practice that you would like to continue to sustain. It might be all three, or it might be that you add or do Anuloma, for example, when you feel you need to, and your other pranayama practices are in support of Anuloma, or Anuloma supports them. So at that point, you will understand the three practices very well and will be able to use them according to what is best and works best for you. For Anuloma Pranayama, you will need a sitting posture. So find a comfortable seat and just take a minute or so to settle so you can relax any tension in the body, establish a comfortable breathing. You will also need perhaps Kleenex or handkerchief just in case. And remember, the closing of one nostril and then the other is often done using the mudra, with the thumb closing the right and the ring finger closing the left. I will start with the left side and exhale on the left. You start on any side that you would like. We'll start by closing one side and then exhale. So we'll begin with an exhale. When you're ready then and settled, inner focus, comfortable, relaxed posture, even breathing, take a deep breath through both nostrils and begin side one, closing, and exhale side one. Long, deep inhale. And again, same side, exhale. Long, deep inhale. And last time. Now take three resting breaths, inner focus, and then inhale both nostrils, deep breath, and we'll start on side two. Three resting breaths. And then we'll begin with step two, which you'll recall is both exhale and inhale are vigorous. So closing and exhale, inhale, side one. Three resting breaths. And now on side two. And then we'll begin step three, which is similar to step two, but a little faster and shorter. Inhaling both nostrils, side one. Three resting breaths. And repeating on side two. And that concludes Anuloma Pranayama. Now you either go on with other pranayama practices or to meditation or whatever else is in store for the rest of the day. Viloma Pranayama is characterized by an exhale on side one and inhale on side two. So step one, forceful exhale, side one, and a long, deep, slow inhale on side two, three breaths, three resting breaths, and then repeat by starting on side two. So that would be step one of Viloma. Remember to find a comfortable sitting position. Close your eyes, scan the body, relax any tension, soften the breath, get settled, and when you feel that you've reached a state of equilibrium, then we can begin. I'm using my thumb to close the right nostril and my ring finger to close the left. I'm going to start on the left nostril, but you can start on whichever side you would like. And we'll begin with the inhalation through both nostrils and then a long, forceful exhale through side one and a long, deep inhale on side two. Exhaling side one. Inhale two. Exhaling side one. Inhaling side two. Exhaling side one. Inhaling side two. And three resting breaths. Deep breath through both nostrils and exhale, side two. Inhale, side one. Exhale, two. Inhale, side one. Exhale, side two. Inhale, side one. And three resting breaths. For step two, Vilama, forceful exhale, forceful inhale. Exhaling on side one, inhaling on side two for step one. Three resting breaths. And now we start with side two. Inhale, one. Exhale, two. Inhale, one. Exhale, two. And inhale, one. And three resting breaths. Step three is similar to step two, but a little lighter, a little faster. And remember to switch nostrils between the exhale and the inhale. Inhaling both nostrils and exhale side one. And three resting breaths. For side two, exhaling on side two, inhaling side one. Three resting breaths. And that completes Viloma Pranayama. Pratiloma Pranayama is characterized by an exhale, inhale on one side, and then switching to side two for an exhale, inhale, the second breath, and then back to side one, exhale, inhale. And then three resting breaths, and then starting on side two. Exhale, inhale, switch, exhale, inhale, switch back to side two, exhale, inhale. So, and three resting breaths. So you switch sides after each complete breath, this pratiloma. So we'll begin by inhalation through both nostrils. Make sure your sitting posture is comfortable and that there's no tension in the body or your breath before you begin. And the first step is a forceful exhale, long, deep inhalation. So as you're ready, inhaling through both nostrils, and we'll exhale side one. Inhale side one. Exhale side two. Inhale side two. Exhale, side one. Inhale, side one. Resting breath. So we'll begin now on side two with the exhalation. Inhale both nostrils. Exhale side two. Inhale side two. Exhale side one. Inhale side one. Exhale side two. Inhale side two. And three resting breaths. So for step two, both the inhale and exhale are vigorous. Starting on side one, inhaling both nostrils. Exhale. Inhale side one. Exhale side two. Inhale side two. Exhale side one. Inhale side one. Three resting breaths. Inhale both nostrils, beginning on side two. Exhale two, inhale two. Exhale one, inhale one, exhale two, inhale two, three resting breaths. For step three, both the inhale and exhale are vigorous, but a little faster than in step two. So we'll begin on step one. Exhale, inhale, and then switch sides. Three resting breaths. Inhale both nostrils and begin on side two. Exhale, inhale, switch sides. switch. Three resting breaths. And that completes Pratyaloma Pranayama.